We said in the previous mission, when a nagah appears on the walls of somebody's house, the kohen sees a nagah and he sees that it's a type of nagah that's been time of the house, it's a bright green or a bright red nagah. The house would be locked up for a week to see if the nagah spreads. If by the end of the week the nagah has spread, the kohen would have those stones that were affected by the nagah removed and replaced with other stones and other dirt, and it would be plastered to the house. And then the kohen would lock up the house for another week. If when the kohen returns at the end of the second week, he sees that the nagah has returned to the house, in such a case, the house would have to be knocked down. Even if the nagah appeared in a different part of the house, it didn't appear in the place where it was originally, even so, now that the nagah has appeared for the second time, the house has to be knocked down. The nata says Abaye is, the house would be knocked down, as avonav, as etav, as ko'afar habay, stones, wood, and all the dirt of the house, the materials that make up the walls of the house, would be knocked down. They'd be taken outside of the city to a makom tame, to a cemetery, and that would be the end of the house. We mentioned the previous mission that if the nagah spreads by the end of the first week, the stones would be removed. And the mission tells us that even if it spread only the smallest amount, if it spread right next to the original nagah, that would cause us to remove the stones. But if it spread to a different part of the house, in other words, it didn't spread right next to where the nagah was originally, in such a case, only if it spreads the amount of a gris would it cause us to remove the affected stone. We mentioned this mission that if at the end of the second week, after the stones that were affected were removed and replaced by other stones, the nagah reappears in the house would have to be knocked down. The mission teaches us only if when the nagah reappears is it the size of two grisim would it cause us to knock down the house. But if the nagah reappears and it's less than the size of two grisim, the house would not have to be knocked down. As it didn't it, and when the nagah first appears, it has to be the size of two grisim for it to be metame a house. So too, when it reappears, if it's less than the size of two grisim, we would not have to knock down the house. Second, the Gaon Parakeet Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Asara Batim He. There are 10 different cases in which a nagah appears on the walls of a house. Hakea Barisha Bahalachla. Kofo Bahutar. The first two cases are that a nagah appeared in the house, a bright green or a bright red nagah, and the kohen locked up the house for a week. And by the end of the week, the nagah was not as bright, it was duller than it was originally. Or by the end of the week, the nagah disappeared entirely. In such a case, then it is that you'd peel off the nagah from the stone, and the bias would be tar. Hakea b'sheni v'harlechlo. Kofo v'hutan sipar. Somebody has a nagah appear on the walls of his house, and the kohen locked up the house for a week, and by the end of the week, there was no change in the nagah. So the kohen locked up the house for an additional week. And by the end of the second week, the nagah was less bright than it was originally, it had become duller. Or by the end of the second week, the nagah had disappeared entirely. The din is that you'd peel off the nagah from the stone, but it would be required to bring Sipporim as part of the Tara of the Bais, as since the nagah was there for 2 weeks, now you can't simply just peel off the nagah. You also have to bring Sipharim as part of the Tara of the house. Hapaisha Barisha. Another case is somebody has a nagah in his house, and the house is locked up for a week. And by the end of the week, the nagah has spread. The din is choylet b'kaita v'tach v'nois and lo shavu. The stones that were affected by the nagah have to be removed, and you'd scrape around the stones, and then you'd have to replace those stones and replaster the house. Then the kohen would give it another week. You'd lock up the house for another week. Chazar inatas. If by the end of the second week the nagah had returned, to the house, even if it didn't return to the original place that it was, the house has to be knocked down. Lo chazar taran sipar. But if by the end of the second week the nagah had not returned, in such a case, it would require siparim. It had to bring birds as part of the tara of the house, and then the bias would be taught. Amad barisha upasha bishenin. Somebody has a nagah on the wall of his house, and by the end of the first week that the house was locked up, there was no change. The nagah had the same appearance. So the kohen locked up the house for an additional week, and by the end of the second week, the nagah had spread. Cholet v'kotza v'tach v'noysen lo shavu. You'd have to remove the affected stones, scrape around the stones, replace the stones, replaster the house. Then the kohen would give it a third week. The house would be locked up for a third week. Chazar yinatatz, lo chazar talin sipar. If by the end of the third week the nagah had returned, the nagah reappeared in the house has to be knocked down. But if the nega had not returned by the end of the third week, then the house is tar, but it requires department to bring birds as part of the tar of the house, and then the house would be tar. Amad Bezel Bezel. Cholet Vekos of the Tah, Venois and Loshavor. Somebody has a nega on the wall of his house. The corn locked up for a week, and after the first week there was no change. The nega had the same appearance, and the corn locked up the house for a second week. And after the second week, again, there was no change. The nega still had the same appearance. The din is that you'd have to remove the affected stones, scrape around the stones, replace the stones, replaster the house, and then the corn would lock up the house for a third week. Chazar yinatads, lo chazar tansi park. If the nega had returned to the house and the corn looked at the house at the end of the third week, then the house has to be knocked down. But if at the end of the third week the nega had not returned, the house is tar, just see parma required you to bring birds as part of the tara of the house. Im achelo taru b'tziparim nirabo nega, harezei nothing. In all the cases that we mentioned above, that tziparim are required as part of the tara of the house, if before you have a chance to bring the tziparim, and the nega reappears in the house, in such a case, the house has to be knocked down. Now, it's no longer enough to bring tziparim, the house has to be knocked down. V'im misha taru b'tziparim nirabo nega, nirab b'tzchila. But if you've already brought the tziparim, and only after you brought the tziparim, the nega reappears in the house, in such a case, it's as if the nega is appearing in this house for the first time, and the Kohen would judge this nega as if he's seeing a nega in this house for the first time. And since he's already brought the tziparim, and he was mitahir in the house, when the nega reappears, now it's as if it's appearing in the house for the first time.